fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the second day of September, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. All you folks in California, at some future date, you can tell your grandchildren how it used to be legal to say the Pledge of Allegiance, which it still is for the time being. Everybody stand, face the flag, gentlemen, and remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to find and join a local gardening club. I think you might be well advised to do that. That will soon be considered some type of illegal activity also, by the way, gardening without a permit. All right, we have Kirk with us. He's with Water Revolution. We have a special guest joining us today, Clay Clark. His website is thrivetimeshow.com. I say again, thrivetimeshow.com. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning. I appreciate you for allowing me to be here on your program.
Good to have you with us, sir. Kirk and I will be interviewing you. You've got a conference coming up here pretty soon. Tell us about that conference, sir.
Well, what happened, in January of 2020 is we all know that there were an information war began to be waged on America. It started with these models that said that 2.2 million Americans might die from COVID-19, and therefore, to be safe, we need to shut everything down. And then the PCR tests kept the fear going, and but the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 tests. So again, the models that said the 2.2 million Americans would die, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases. And COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. But since January of 2020, the media has done nothing but try to scare people 24/7. And so General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and many other big-time names you might know who are 100% committed to defending this republic, we've all teamed up to do a Reawaken America tour, and we're doing those. We're doing 7 of those events. Our final 3 locations, we're going to Colorado Springs here on September 24th, and then we're going to be going to, in November, we'll be in San Antonio, Texas, and then in December, we'll be in Dallas. And these events, you can get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. timetofreeamerica.com. We'll sell out there our San Antonio location within the next couple days here. But you can go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you can name your price. So you go there. We tell people, yeah, we would love if you would pay $250 for a general admission ticket if you can afford to do it. But if you've been shut down and you're financially struggling because of these unconstitutional lockdowns, we don't want anybody to be able to not be able to afford this event. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, again, you can request tickets there, and you can actually name your price.
Well, that's a wonderful opportunity for people, and I encourage people to do that. I was a guest speaker in Dallas at the same event that Sidney Powell. I spent an hour one-on-one with Sidney Powell. I've worked with hundreds of attorneys the past 48 years, and she's the most brilliant woman I've ever sat across the table from. Absolutely brilliant. I met General Powell's brother at the same event. General Powell was prohibited from speaking by a judge at that point in time, and really got a great update on what was going on with General Powell at the time. So these events are going to probably sell out, won't they, Clay?
Yeah, well, I mean, the event we did in Tulsa, Oklahoma in April, again, that you can go to timetofreeamerica.com to learn more. We had over 45,000 people request tickets for that. You know, we only can accommodate 4,500 people. So that event was sold out, and the vast majority of people that wanted tickets couldn't get it. But we do stream the events online for free. We had 7.1 million people stream that event. Then we went to Tampa, Florida, where we had almost 9,000 people, packed out every square inch of the River Church there in Tampa, Florida. That's the home of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who was arrested for keeping his church open, if you'll remember. And then we went to Anaheim, California, Pastor Phil Hotson Pillars Church. That event was sold out. Then we just got back from Grand Rapids, Michigan, for event number 4, where that was sold out. And so Colorado Springs on September 24th and 25th, that event is 100% sold out. San Antonio, Texas, I mean, we are within just a couple days of selling out. We only have 200 tickets left for that right now. We have 212 tickets left. And I don't know if it's because it's a powerful event. I don't know if it's because you can name your price, or I don't know if it's just the shock value that people want to see what Bobby Kennedy Jr., Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Lynn Wood, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what all these great patriots have to say. Because we are living in a time where we are living through the implementation of what the deep state, what the Luciferians, what the globalists are calling the Great Reset. And COVID-19, the Great Reset, what it stands for is Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. What people need to understand is they want every single person to be forced to take those COVID-19 vaccinations. That's why they came out with those models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die. Those are false and funded by Bill Gates. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases, and those PCR tests were created by a guy by the name of Dr. Kerry Mullis, who has been on record as saying that Dr. Fauci is a pathological, nefarious liar. And three, those COVID-19 treatments that work, budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're being withheld per the recommendation of the Centers for Disease Control, which is controlled by Bill Gates. All of this, folks, leads to the gates of hell, to George Soros, to China, to Bill Gates, to George Soros, to China, and those that who seek to end our God-given inalienable rights that we have as Americans. And Klaus Schwab has actually written a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, which explains in great horrific detail how they want to end American individual property ownership and national sovereignty this year. And if you don't believe me, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Click on the Great Reset button there, and there you can read the entire plan. They call it in 2010, they wrote a plan called the Rockefeller Plan, which you can read. It was written in 2010. These people, the Centers for Disease Control, they actually patented coronavirus transmissible to humans in 2003. So in 2003, they patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans, 2003. 2010, they wrote the Rockefeller Plan. 2020, they wrote COVID-19, the Great Reset, Event 201. You can see it all there at timetofreeamerica.com. And I'll tell people right now, just do a search right now on Google for, type it in, CDC Green Zones. CDC Green Zones. Centers for Disease Control Green Zones. The Centers for Disease Control right now is calling for the implementation of Nazi-style quarantine camps. Everybody needs to look that up right now. Type in CDC Green Zones, and you can see what the CDC has planned for you and your family.
Well, Center for Disease Creation is what I call them, Dr. Clay.
I agree.
It's pretty amazing. The they couldn't have the COVID-19 vaccinations if there were viable, safe treatments such as have been available, such as ivermectin. They couldn't get that approval for the emergency use authorization, so they had to demonize it and say it didn't work, didn't they, sir?
They absolutely did. And that, again, all of this, we all have to understand, if we just put it very clearly in our mind, okay? The Great Reset, COVID-19, The Great Reset, that's the name of the book. That's their plan. It's a book. They actually wrote, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, actually wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, all right? And what they're going to do is they're going to call for they released a synthetic, a man-made gain-of-function virus. And for people who don't understand what gain-of-function is, just do a search in Google right now. Type in Dr. Fauci-funded controversial Wuhan lab, and you can read about gain-of-function research. This is from Newsweek, folks. But gain-of-function research is where you take a naturally occurring coronavirus from a bat or an animal, and you mix that tissue from a bat, the coronavirus, the naturally occurring coronavirus tissue, you mix that tissue with fresh but never frozen fetal tissue from an aborted baby to try to increase the transmissibility of a pathogen. They are literally trying to weaponize a pathogen, a virus. So that's what COVID-19, the Great Reset, is all about. They're going to release a synthetic virus. They're going to call for quarantines, lockdowns, mandates, and forced vaccinations. And if you look at it as a six-step process, step one, introduce fear. Step two, information control and censorship. Step three, shutdown and social distancing. Step four, blame the president. Step five, martial law and checkpoints. Point six, mandatory vaccine rollout. And that's why you're seeing the number 666 everywhere right now. Remember, John warned us when he wrote the book of Revelation, and the book Revelation from the Bible. It says Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. It says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now listen, Bill Gates, folks, has a patent. Bill Gates just filed a patent. Everybody should look it up right now. Type in W020-002006-0606 patent. Folks, why did Bill Gates file a patent for a cryptocurrency system that goes inside the human body? Think about that. Why did Bill Gates file a patent with a publication number, W020200606, with a cryptocurrency system that goes inside the human body? You see, John warned us to look out for the number 666. Bill Gates just filed a patent, 666. Folks, if you type it into Google right now, type in HR 6666 into Google or DuckDuckGo, HR 666. Congress is now working on legislation called HR 6666, COVID-19 testing, reaching and contacting everyone, which allows the government to remove you from your home if you will not submit to forced vaccination. That's called HR 666. So again, John warned us to look out for the number 666. Bill Gates has a patent, 666. Congress is working on legislation, HR 666. You have Bill Gates has a patent, W020200606006. And the word corona has six letters in it. C is the third letter of the alphabet. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet. R is the 18th letter of the alphabet. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet. N is the 14th letter of the alphabet, and A is the first letter of the alphabet. If you add up the numerical value of the word corona, it equals 666. We are living through the implementation of the book of Revelation.
Well, I've got the bill here in front of me, Clay, and it is HR followed by six digits. And it does, in fact, say they're going to go to your home to test for the COVID. Pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I mean, the thing is, people have said to me, Clay, are you shocked? I want people to understand this. I have had a copy of the Rockefeller plan. I've had the Rockefeller plan in my hand since 2010. So I wasn't shocked that they were going to implement this plan. However, I was shocked that America went along with it. You know, when they told me to shut down my companies and to wear masks, I never wore a mask, and I didn't shut down. But I'm surprised at how many people complied. And it just shows us, how, as a country, people no longer believe in God and their God-given rights. A lot of people believe in the government and the mainstream media and the Centers for Disease Control. You know, the Centers for Disease Control is a very corrupt organization funded by Bill Gates. And it's amazing how people could trust an organization called the CDC that actually recommends quarantine camps. I mean, could you imagine being friends with the people? There are four key people that were working together to create the COVID-19 vaccine technology. Let me list you off the characters. Imagine what it would be like to know these people. Bill Gates, he is the man who has said on TED Talks, if you go to brighteon.com, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, brighteon.com, and just type in Bill Gates depopulation, Bill Gates has said from the stage on TED Talks that he would like to depopulate the planet.
It's on my website. I've got that video on my website.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine that these four winners were invited to your home. Would you let them in? So Bill Gates, the world's wealthiest man who wants to depopulate the planet. The second character is Marina Abramović. Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramović. Now, folks, look her up real quick and duck, duck, go. Marina, like water, Marina Abram, A-B-R-A-M-O-V-I-C. Type in Marina Abramović. Spirit cooking. Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor who is a cannibalistic person who admits to praying to Satan. What did I just say? Yes, Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor who is a cannibalistic woman who admits to praying to Satan. That is Bill Gates' spiritual advisor. We should be a little bit worried that Bill Gates featured her during the Microsoft Easter commercial. I'm just telling you, when the world was locked down, he was celebrating her. Look up Marina Abramović, spirit cooking. So you got Bill Gates, Marina Abramović, and then Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Jeffrey Epstein is the man who is the world's most prolific pedophile. Jeffrey Epstein, that Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was working to create his own race of people. Folks, if you type it into Google or DuckDuckGo, just type in Jeffrey Epstein creates own race of people. And you'll see that Jeffrey Epstein hoped to see the human race, the entire human race, with his DNA. So Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile, who had a temple on his island. Who was Jeffrey Epstein praying to? Satan. So you have Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates, Marina Abramović, and then you have Charles Lieber. And somebody says, Charles Lieber, who's that? Charles Lieber, just folks, type it into Google. Charles Lieber, it's Charles, and then Lieber, L-I-E-B-E-R, DOJ arrested. Type in Charles Lieber, DOJ arrested. Charles Lieber was arrested. And he's a disgraced Harvard professor who was arrested on January 28th, 2020 for failing to disclose that he was making nanotechnology that goes inside the human body for the Chinese. So imagine that these four characters got invited over to your home. I mean, would you allow Bill Gates, Epstein, Marina Abramović, and Charles Lieber over to your home, let alone would you allow their COVID-19 vaccine technology into your body?
Well, this Marina is quite the woman here. There's some. I'm at a website here, terrafirmaresearch.com, and there's some very disturbing graphics here at this location.
It's absolutely crazy. It's horrific. So, Bill Gates, folks, Charles Lieber, Jeffrey Epstein, Marina Abramović, that's who's working together on the shots. Now, let me tell you what's inside the COVID-19 shots. I just told you who made the shots, but let me tell you what's in the shots that we know about thus far. If you go to DuckDuckGo and type in SM-102, SM-102, a.k.a. Luciferase technology, is in the COVID-19 shots.
Pretty amazing. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the second day of September. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution. We have our special guest, Clay Clark. And, Clay, we got a caller here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Clay. Clay, I would love to say that all the information you provided is new to me, but it's not. I appreciate you getting it out. I've been calling radio stations for 40 years. For the last 5 years, I've been telling people that this was coming. So I understand. I want to add a little more to the Certificate of Vaccination Identification 19. That goes a couple different ways. If you take the Strong's Concordance number 3 for the letter C, third letter of the alphabet, it's Abaddon, which is a destroyer. If you look at Old English, Ovid was a sheep, so it's destroying the sheep. You know, you got a good shepherd and you got a shepherd for hire. This is sheep destruction. This is destroying men and women of God. That's what the target is on this. And then thanks to Jerry and Gary in Texas, or Gary in Missouri, I'm sorry, he pointed out to me and to others on this program that COVID backwards is divoc, and if you translate that word back, it means divorce. And divos or Davos in Switzerland, it means multiple divorces. So we've got Gates and others that love to go to Davos, and they're committing this global genocide against men and women of God. That's the ones that they want to destroy. That's the ones that they want to kill. So I'm not surprised by it, and I do appreciate you bringing it out. The 2010 TED Talk that you were talking about, where Bill Gates gave his little formula and you could hear the audience chuckle, that was from a 2010 TED Talk. I think I've been aware of that since about 2012. I actually, you know, the only variable in that formula was men or humans or whatever, people, whatever you want to call it. That was the only variable that affected the end of the formula. And they all laughed. So, but everyone wants, isn't Bill Gates a nice guy? He's giving his money away. He's funding medical research. No, he's destroying and enslaving the world, bringing about a global menticide, which again is a medical term, means destroying the mind through brainwashing. So, one little thing that you may not be aware of, Bill Gates, I believe, is, I call him Devil Bill Gates. Anthony Fauci, I call Dr. Death, because if you'll take his last name in Italian, Clay, it means sickle. So he's a Grim Reaper. He's literally Dr. Sickle. Go to Bill Gates' his webpage, Gates Notes, and look up Mosquito Week, and look at that image of you're flying across the swamp, and you fly in to some, you see a shadow across the swamp. Turns out to be the Grim Reaper, made of mosquitoes. You know, this guy is pure evil incarnate. Maria Abramovich is a full-fledged witch that uses human feces and menstrual blood and incantations and creates what they call art, that has these spirit cooking parties at her home where they're pretending, and I got my air quotes, pretending to eat human flesh. Who knows? Who knows? If you have any comments, I'm all ears. But I'm not surprised of any of this.
Everything that you just said, I am always slow to verify, or you know, slow to comment on something that's new information for me. But what I can agree with is that you and I and many other people have known about these things for a long time. And I appreciate you for speaking out for all those years. As for me, I had to have a couple conversations with God because I knew the things that you're speaking of. And I didn't speak out because I was weak. You know, here I had a podcast that was number one on iTunes 6 times, you know, we're interviewing the who's who in the world of business, and I would never speak out against these things because I was an idiot, you know? And when God hath quickened to me, I kind of felt like I was living through Ephesians chapter 2 this year. If you get a chance to, everybody out there listening, if you haven't read Ephesians chapter 2, I know that was very convicting for me, but once I discovered that, I knew about the Rockefeller plan, but once I discovered that they were going to implement it and that nobody else was going to speak out, you know, I felt like I needed to use all my talents and skills to get out there and to share the truth. And I appreciate you for sharing the truth and calling into all those shows over the years. And I'm sorry that I'm late to the party.
John, thank you for the call. You got something else, John?
Yeah, after the break, if you'll allow it.
After the break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 2nd of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out my website. There's a lot there to look at. We've got Clay Clark with us. Clay, before we get back to John, what's your preferred... website for people to look at these events coming up?
If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, that's timetofreeamerica.com. There you can see the lineup of speakers. Okay. You're going to be able to see where they're going to be, when they're going to be. All I can say right now is I would just go to timetofreeamerica.com because everything that your guest caller has said, everything that I have said today, it's all cited there at timetofreeamerica.com.
All right. John, you got a further comment or question, sir?
Yeah, just... Clay, my awakening, I had been studying the Bible. And I was one of these conspiracy guys that was taking a lot of ridicule, a lot of isolation, caused problems at home as well. But I prayed Jeremiah 33:3. I had read it 100 times. I actually prayed it. Call unto me, and I'll answer and show you great and mighty things. And when I prayed that, then I had to go back before God and pray for understanding, because I really believed I was losing my mind. A little voice said, well, you wanted to know the truth, didn't you? So you need to be careful. It's a great thing to be in the center of God's will, but it also can be very overwhelming because you feel like there's really not much we can do because it's all part of God's master plan. Well, we are to be aware. If you knew a train was coming down a track and your friends were standing on the track or your family were on the track, wouldn't you want to know and get them off the track? So to me, it's been an encouragement. It's been fire under my backside, because there's only one way out of this. It's not many ways. It's not pluralism. There's one way, and that's Jesus Christ. So we need to be bold about our witness. I appreciate what you're doing. I enjoy, you know, what Mike Lindell's doing. In many cases, I'm kind of the same kind of guy that Mike was. I was not a good person. I'm still not a good person. But I got this recreation that came many years ago, and it was real. This is what we need to understand. We say, well, we're only human. Play, we're not human if we're in Christ. Hugh's man is Satan's man. A human being is a man that's slave to the devil. And when you're born again, the Bible says, know ye not that you are a new creature. You become man, woman, child of God. You're no longer a human being. That's my understanding. I'm going to die believing I'm not human anymore. I'm flesh and blood. I'm in a bodysuit. This world really is not my home. I'm not meant to be here forever. So we need to make preparation while we're here, where we're going to be forever. You have a choice, one or the other. Choose the right one. Make it right now. John, thank you for letting me come back after the break. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, John. Well, Clay, these events are going to help tens of thousands of people wake up, won't they, sir?
Well, I'll tell you this, and my final thoughts, and I'm so sorry I can't be with you guys super long on today's show, but I will just say my final thoughts I would tell people is, you know, we're streaming these events for free, and you can name your price if you want to attend in person. You say, well, what's the purpose of these events? One, we want to kill the spirit of fear. Everybody knows that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die are false, and if they don't, they need to know the models are false. They need to know the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases, and they need to know that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. We've got to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. We got to get people back to God. If we're going to save this country, we have to flip this country with the red blood of Jesus, not with the red of the Republican logo. We got to get back to Christ. We got to repent, refocus, recommit, recalibrate. And that's why the Tulsa event had 7.1 million people streaming. I talked to our web hosting service, Andrew Ridaw. He said 4.7 million people were on the website alone. They were on timetofreeamerica.com at the same time during our Anaheim event. So if you go to rumble.com, and you search for the Thrive Time Show, you'll be able to see those events right there by going to rumble.com and search for the Thrive Time Show. And again, you can stay in tune and never miss a beat by going to timetofreeamerica.com.
Outstanding. How long we got you this morning, Clay? Until the top of the hour or a little bit sooner?
Well, I'm supposed to be hopping into it. I apologize because, you know, sometimes we have wonderful people that assist us. But I got booked here for another interview that starts in about 60 seconds. So I'm kind of
Well, thank you for being with us. I'll talk to your producer about getting you back on here, sir.
Thank you, brother. I really do appreciate you and what you're doing for this country. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow. That was great. Yeah, I thought I was in a good mood this morning, and now, you know, I'm a little...
Well, I talk about Dr.
Horowitz. I'm only kidding, John. Yeah, I'm only kidding.
I talked about Dr. Horowitz having a brain on fire, but there's a... Clay Clark's brain on fire is at a whole different level, isn't it?
Well, I think John was right. You know, I think ignorance is bliss. I think the more you know, the worse it feels, you know, for sure. And he's right. I mean, that's why we have to depend on the blood of Christ, you know, for salvation, because there is no other way out of this. You know, what we do between now and then, you know, is the deciding factor. I wanted to really ask Clay, you know, what he thought was the background, you know, of people that lean, you know, to the left, that don't see any of these obvious, you know, points that all of us see. And I think the answer is that they're just non-participants. I think it's easier to not participate in the discussion, to not participate in politics, to go with the flow, to say, well, I like Obama because he seems really nice and he's good looking. And, you know, that was kind of my mom's, you know, perspective. She passed a few years ago. And, you know, I think that's the answer. I go back to the Paul Revere riding through the streets, you know, saying the British are coming, and 98% of the people rolling over and saying, so what, you know, and went back to sleep. So I think that's kind of where we're at. So I think he's right. I think it is definitely an information war. I think we got to get out there. We got to preach the truth. We got to tell people what's going on. We got to force them to look at the evidence. And at the end of the day, they're coming to the house to drag us out to maybe give shots to those that are not going to show up, you know, downtown to get them, you know, in advance. And it's going to come down, no matter how much we talk and how much we preach and where we go with this thing, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to what it always comes down to. And that's, you know, a bad situation. So with that in mind, and I'm just saying, I mean, this is based on 6,000 years of recorded history, you know, with humans. I'm talking human beings now, and God and the devil and everything that plays into it. I mean, this is what it's coming to. There is no easy way out. We're not going to vote our way out. We're not going to manipulate the Smartmatic technology, you know, to get us out. I mean, this is where it's going. So you know, that being the alarm of the day, I think every one of us has got to get prepared. And you know, I echo what you say, John, or used to say, and that's that, you know, marksmanship is a good thing. I mean, we may have to be in a situation soon where we need to go out and actually shoot squirrels in order to feed ourselves, and we'd better have the skills to do it. And for those that are interested, I know no better way to do that than the website appleseed.org. I think the, you know, the Revolutionary War Society that runs that thing is phenomenal, and they can teach anybody, you know, how to have great marksmanship with a 22. And I think it starts there. I think we got to know how to feed ourselves, because the meat's going to become short, and we need the marksmanship as the key. That's the deciding factor. That's why we won the Revolutionary War. How does a bunch of farmers fight back against a professional military force? The answer is good marksmanship, and good, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, John? Good tactics. Right, not in right. A traditional sense. What is that called in military strategy? Well, what the Afghans did to us and the North Koreans.
Called guerrilla warfare.
There you go. And that's isn't that how we overcame? And because we had God behind us, I believe, and we were fighting for our land, you know, in our way of life.
And, the Disney film Johnny Tremaine.
Great movie.
Walt Disney was still alive. I don't know if they went to Lexington and Concord to do the filming, but they did a pretty good job of duplicating what took place that day, April 19th, where the Patriots, the farmers, they chased the Brits all the way back to Boston. They would run and hide behind trees and rocks and whatever they could, and shoot at the Brits who were marching with their drums and everything, and then run forward again to ambush them again. They ambushed the Brits multiple times as they marched back to Boston. I believe that in that film they did a pretty good job of duplicating what took place on that day, where the Americans were using hit-and-run guerrilla tactics, and the Brits were just marching in their formation with their bright red coats with a nice white cross across their heart to make a great target. And they went back to Boston licking their wounds, to say the least.
They did. You know, what an unhappy time, you know, that must have been. But great. I mean, this is great. I mean, I've done some research on Mr. Clark. He's an interesting cat. And I tell you, for anybody that owns a small business, you know, his business website where you can go and find out more information. Got it written down here somewhere. I don't know. Oh, Thrive. I think it's thrive15.com. thrive15.com. Phenomenal educational material on small business. I've never seen anything for businesses as inexpensive and as accessible as what you see there. It's a must visit for everybody. And I'm looking forward to learning more about his events, you know, coming up. Looks very interesting.
Right. Well, I'm going to be talking to his producers about my being a speaker also. I would love to be a part of that in person and be a speaker at these events as well. So we'll see. Maybe they'll get somebody will back out at the last moment. I've had that happen where I get a speaking engagement at the last moment because somebody got sick or couldn't make it. We got open lines if you want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. And, of course, we should talk a little bit about business here. You do have water filters in stock ready for immediate shipment, sir?
We do. We have a large array of not only point-of-use equipment but also point-of-entry or whole-house equipment. I really believe that it's absolutely essential that everybody take personal responsibility for their own water in their home, both for cooking, bathing, and, of course, for drinking. And we have a unit that we developed about 8 years ago, which is called the Ready Pure, which is an emergency gravity-fed water filter that works without electricity, that has a number of different options that come with it. Not only does it have phenomenal finely made, you know, ceramic gravity cartridges that are infilled with a particular media blend that really serves to reduce a lot of the disinfectant compound chemicals. It reduces down the fluorides that are in the water. It does a great job against the glyphosate, you know, that agricultural chemical poison. And of course, there's many, you know, ag chemicals that are out there. And this product is just phenomenal. And we give a $100 discount for all of the John Moore Radio Show listeners. That's the Ready Pure gravity-fed emergency filter. You can get more information at John's website, which is thelibertyman.com. Or you can give us a call directly. I know a lot of people are not tuned into the web. I wish I was in that space. I don't think it's a convenience anymore. I think it's a weapon. I'd prefer to stay away from it. But, you know, hey, our whole business is locked into it. So, but anyway, you can always call us directly, 336-525-1015. We typically ship out the next day. In the summer, because we're doing a lot of work on the property, if you order on Friday, it may not go till Monday, but typically it's next day shipping, and we use either Priority Mail or UPS Ground, depending on what's going to be more cost effective for the client.
Okay, well, saving $100 per unit, we need to keep that in mind. A lot of people may need two or three filters because they've got such a, you know, their team needs that many. You need one countertop Ready Pure for every three adults. So if you need two units or three units, you get $100 discount on each unit, don't you, sir?
You do. And not only that, but the ceramic cartridges are available now. You know, we have plenty in stock. We have another order coming, but they've been sporadically not available, you know, for weeks at a time. So it might be a really good idea to stock up on extra ceramic cartridges. They last a long time. They can be cleaned with a green sponge, you know, using no chemicals, just water. But it might be a really good idea, excuse me, to have some extra ones on hand.
It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. And what a phenomenal barter item that would be. A nice,
it is.
Brand
it is.
New, in-the-box, Ready Pure countertop water filter. I could see that having a lot of value in to somebody who needed one, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. After whiskey and tobacco, it's the number one trade item.
Well, a friend of mine, he had stored up a number of cases of alcohol for barter purposes in the future.
Amen. And
that's not a bad idea,
it's
of course.
It's a great idea. I'm not a drinker, and I have a little bit.
My neighbors out here, they'll be making, I shouldn't say they will be. They already make their own adult beverages, shall we say.
Right.
That's an Ozark tradition that goes back long as Caucasians have been here.
Absolutely.
I was visiting a business about a year ago, and on the floor of his shop, this gentleman had a copper container with a coiled copper coming out the top of it. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, well, have you started running that little still yet? And he says, no, not yet, but we're looking forward to it.
Boy, that's something about that spirit cooking, huh? I'll tell you what, I'd rather go to Angelo's and have lasagna and pizza. I don't know about you, but, I mean, that whole deal just sounds really sick and disgusting. I can't believe anybody with any kind of a brain, you know, would participate in something like that. I mean, these people obviously didn't go to church when they were younger or something. I don't know. There's a disconnect there.
Well, this Merino woman is a very strange person. I was looking at some images of her. She's had herself photographed numerous times with snakes all crawling all over her and other very strange, bizarre photographic images of this woman. And she's affiliated with the Rothschild family as well, which is probably no surprise, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, the birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah, absolutely. We got our last break coming up here shortly, and we do have open lines at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Clay Clark, what a guy. And Time to Free America, that's the website you go to, Time to Free America. There's a lot of information there. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the second day of September. Kirk, it'll be 2020 in 4 months. 2022. I'm living in the past, aren't I?
No, it's good. I wish we could do that. I'd like to go back.
Only if I knew what I know now.
Right, of course. Right, sure.
If I could go back to 1967. Knowing
oh, my God, yeah.
That would be pretty phenomenal. 4 months until 2022. My goodness.
Yeah. Crazy. Time flies.
Well, I'm sure you're getting an increase in orders, aren't you, sir?
We are. And, you know, it's really, really nice to see people are getting more preparedness minded. I mean, there's a lot of things that you need to do, you know, to be prepared and a lot of directions to take. But I don't think anything is more important than knowing that you can have clean water on hand. And, you know, we make the tools that allow that to happen. And we have the technology that kicks up the water a few notches beyond what you'll see anywhere else. And, you know, we're always available to talk about that. So give us a call.
Absolutely. What's that phone number again, Kirk?
It's 336-525-1015.
336-525-1015. And you get $100 discount on each piece of equipment you get from Water Revolution. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kirk, thank you for your patience with Clay. You and I didn't have to say too much while he was on the air with us, did we?
No, and I was checking him out online. I knew that would be the case. I thought it was great. I wish I had a recording of that because there were some facts in there that are just, you know, great, you know, to have on hand.
There'll be the archives will be posted at Republic Broadcasting today and at Rumble. And Brighteon. We got Brighteon archives now also. So lots of places to listen to Clay all over again.
Sounds great. Now, are we ever going to do videos on the show or is it just going to be audio?
I'm working on it.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be a lot of fun.
I have a technician coming Saturday to help me redo my studio with more professional lighting. I have to download some special software and so forth. So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, I'm doing that too here, actually. We're stepping this up a notch.
My regular guests will all be invited to participate, and it'll be their choice to do audio or video if they choose to. So
sure, that's great.
They'll be at their discretion.
That's great. Sounds good.
Kirk, enjoy the rest of the week. Thank you. We'll have you back next week, sir.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. Great show today.
All right, top of the hour break coming up. We hope Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be with us. He's recovered. He's recovering. We had him with us last week. His mind was strong, but his voice was weak. And after what he went through, you can read about it at my website. He sent me a private note. It's posted at my website. Things that he went through down in Florida with the healthcare system and hospital and so forth. Tough guy, smart guy, and recovering his health. And we hope he can be with us. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.